This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Cynthia Taylor, who writes under the pen name Syn Taylor, was born in 1953 in Knoxville, Tennessee. She grew up in a family with very limited means, but her parents made sure there was always enough to keep Cynthia supplied with books to read. From an early age, Taylor spent most of her time helping care for her invalid father and grandmother, so books were her escape into an imaginary world completely different from the one she was living. She credits her mother for not only teaching her a love of reading, but also a love and desire to own her own books. One of her earliest acquisitions was Alice in Wonderland, and her first book collection was The Hardy Boys. She claims that Franklin Dixon, also known as Leslie McFarlane, couldn't write fast enough to suit her. Taylor loves to write almost as much as she loves to read. She worked for the Shopper newspaper for many years and continues to write for historic Union County, doing community news, faith, and feature articles. She began writing her first book more than 20 years ago, but it took until 2016 to get it published. The book titled Blue Mountain Sky, a romantic suspense novel, is set in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. It's about a widow named Brianna who owns a modeling agency called Smoky Beauties. While on a business trip, she meets a wealthy tycoon who charms his way into her life and perhaps suspiciously into her business as well. Taylor's next book, titled Red Morning Glory, was released in 2017, followed by Dawn's Gray Light in 2018. Earlier this year, she completed her fourth book, titled A Cove Creek Christmas, Love at the Lighthouse. It's a novella and the first in a series of Christmas love stories. The book's main character, Chloe Coleman, has worked hard to forget the people she abandoned in her hometown of Cove Creek, Tennessee, and the life-changing events that took place there for three consecutive Christmases. Finding herself at a crossroads, she must decide if she wants to stay with her new life that has taken her 10 years to build, or come to terms with her devastating past and take a leap of faith into the unknown. There's no stopping Taylor when it comes to reading and writing books. She has several more in the works and recently started her own publishing company called Thunder Ridge Publishing. She currently represents two authors. One writes Choose Your Own Adventure books, and the other author writes nonfiction Southern stories and Ya Mystery. Taylor's mission for the company is to create an environment of women helping women reach their creative goals, no matter if it's writing, art, or some other creative outlet. In the words of Cynthia Taylor, "I believe it's okay to let life pass you by on occasion while you indulge in a good book."
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org. or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.